For ATV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Among the greatest heroes America has produced were the greatest generation, the veterans of World War II who saved the world from tyranny. These heroes finally got the recognition they deserved when the World War II Memorial opened in Washington, D.C. in 2004. To further respect these veterans, Honor Flight was created to give those who had not seen it the chance to fly to Washington free of charge to visit their memorial. After coming to South Carolina in Greenville, Honor Flight was started in the Midlands by Bill Dukes after he took his own father to the memorial. The experience moved him.
As he looked at that, my comment that I made to so many people is, with the technology that we have today, would it not have been awesome if I could have plugged into my father's brain and downloaded his emotions and his thoughts? But you could feel it. You could sense it.
The first Honor Flight from Columbia took place in 2008. On May 13th, the 21st flight will leave for Washington with about 60 veterans plus their Guardian escorts. Once there, the vets visit the World War II Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and tour Washington, with a chance to visit the Korean War and Vietnam War memorials. The travelers have a lot of fun connecting with other veterans, says Dukes, and a small token they're given gets them a lot of attention and thanks.
We give them all hats, okay? And they're wearing their hats, and all the tourists, you know, they just come, and they're just so thankful. They appreciate your service. And my dad wore his World War II hat everywhere he went. And people saw him in the grocery store or whatever. I mean, it's always, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
More than just fun, though, is the solemn occasion of seeing the memorial and remembering their comrades who didn't make it home. The most touching moment, Dukes recalls, involved two wars and two generations.
We knew that this veteran, World War II veteran, had lost his son in Vietnam. We also knew that this veteran had never seen the Vietnam Wall. So the Guardian for this veteran researched and knew exactly what panel this veteran's son's name was on. And so when we got to the Lincoln Memorial, this person escorted this World War II veteran to the Vietnam Wall, took his hand, and placed his hand on his son's name on the Vietnam Wall. Pretty emotional. A beautiful picture.
Dukes also helped start Honor Flight in Myrtle Beach and Charleston. Between the three, Honor Flights have taken more than 2,500 veterans to see their memorials. The flights are financed by sponsors, public donations, and a fee for guardians. Begun specifically for World War II vets, Duke says Honor Flight will be there for them.
As long as there is a World War II veteran that has never had the opportunity to visit their memorial, we will make arrangements for that person to see their memorial. We'll make it happen. It may be a private airplane. It may be a bus. It may be a car. It may be a commercial flight that we've sent a guardian along with the person. But we've committed ourselves to doing that. I tell people that we've done the right thing for the right reasons.
There will be another Honor Flight from Columbia October 7th. To sign up for a flight or to be a guardian, visit the link at etvradio.org, where you can also hear this South Carolina Focus report. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio.